Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Joseph Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Moon.
Hello, everyone. It's Josie Pasantino Boone here, and we have another great show for y'all with some incredible guests, all right? And it is a sibling duo, and I'm so excited for you all to hear this great interview with Juna and Joey. So here it is. I hope you enjoy.
Please welcome to the Josie Show, Juna and Joey. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, everything is going great over here. How have y'all been doing?
Great. Thanks for asking.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Y'all have been doing some really great things lately, and we're going to kind of talk about all of it. But first, I want to talk about the latest single, More Than a Maybe. Can you share the inspiration behind this song? It's so good.
We wrote the song about 2 years ago in Nashville with a brother and sister co-writer. Mm-hmm. And, it was a quick song, too. We walked into the write, had a chord progression going, and then the writer was like, hey, you know, I have this idea, like, More Than a Maybe. You know, like, maybe having that special someone, you know, that you're so interested in, and you're going to ask them out on a date, and you're going to hope that they say, or hope that they're going to say more than maybe, or anything like that.
Yeah.
And, it's just an up-rocking tune, and we're glad to put it out, and, people are loving it, so it's great.
Yeah, especially, like, YouTube and everything, and our fans have been really connecting with it, so it's great. And a lot of people have been adding it to their playlist on Spotify, so that's really good, too.
That is awesome. I'm so glad it's getting great feedback. I can see why. It's so upbeat. It's such a great song. And I think you're very welcome. I hope everyone checked it out. It's available on all of the, you know, music outlets today, so everyone check it out. But are you working on or interested in doing a music video, perhaps, for More Than a Maybe?
I'm not sure we are going to be doing a music video for this song, but we do have a song coming out, actually, very soon that we might be planning on doing music video for that one, which, yeah, maybe not for this one, but for our next one.
Can't wait for the new music. I'm so excited about that. Anything you could tell us about that yet?
Actually, yes, you can. The song is called I'm So Over You. It's kind of about, you know, like, realizing, you know, your self-worth and it's being so over somebody, forgetting about them, moving on, letting go of the past, and just kind of, like, working on yourself, you know, as an individual.
Yes, I love it. I love the concept. And what I love about the two of you is just how positive you all are, and, you know, your music is very relatable. And do you feel that your writing and your music has evolved over the years as you've kind of grown, as we naturally all do?
Oh, for sure, definitely. Like, we can look back at some of our songs, you know, that we've written, like, years ago. Actually, we had 4 songs that we put out recently, Something Gets Missed, To Your Heartbreaks, More Than Maybe, and then now with I'm So Over You. All these songs, we pretty much wrote, like, I don't know, 7 years ago, maybe we wrote them super, super long ago.
Right.
And we're very proud of them, but they're some of our, like, first ever really co-written songs. So we're excited now that we've been writing more and more to put out some new stuff. We've been writing with different writers, people from Nashville, and we actually did the Key West Songwriters Festival down here in Florida, and we met a ton of new songwriters and important people. So we've been, you know, writing with them more and getting some new stuff, and we're really excited to work on it and put it out. But I would say we've definitely matured a lot in our writing.
Yeah, I feel like the older you get, the more experiences you've gone through. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because all of our, you know, songs are about relationships, and we've been, like, none, so it's kind of funny. But, yeah, just lately I've been writing, and, you know, just the more you write and the more you just write down things, it just comes second nature.
Right, absolutely. And do you guys draw from, like, other people's experiences that you see kind of, you know, going on in your own lives? Is that how you kind of usually draw when you're writing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, our manager is literally like a walking like hit song maker.
Yeah.
She's so, awesome. So many like amazing hooks and titles with like the things she says and the things that she's experienced in the music business that it just inspires us so much and it gives us inspiration to write new stuff with pretty much everything that comes out of her mouth. Like, I was like, oh, that was a great song title. I'm going to write it down.
Right.
And so we have this thing called a hookbook where, you know, we write in our notes in our phone just any titles that come to mind or any, like, song ideas or anything that pop up in our brain, and we'll just write them down. And then we go into the writing session. We, like, we scroll through and we kind of see what sticks. You know, we kind of see what hits that day.
Yeah.
But that's what we kind of, like, track our, you know, ideas and such.
That's wonderful. I love that. And I have to mention, because you recently toured Europe, what was that experience like for the two of you?
Oh,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
And we were going to festivals. We were doing a bunch of schools. And we were introducing them to country music, not only singing to them. We were talking to them about mental health and all sorts of things like that. And just touring England is so cool because, you know, their accents, the money, the food, just everything about it is so different. And we love to, you know, travel around the world because that's what our dreams are made of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we actually are going back to England tomorrow. We're going to finish out the school tour that we were on and also as well play some festivals and things like that. And we're going for around 3.5 weeks, so I'm excited.
That's so exciting. Well, have fun. Safe travels.
I love it.
Oh, and I think it's so cool that you get the chance to connect with so many young people. I'm sure that they have a great experience, you know, being able to, you know, hear from you guys because you guys are very relatable. So I'm sure that's a great experience, not only for you guys, but for the students as well. So it's a win-win.
For sure. When we go to some of the schools, they'd be like, oh, I was never a big country fan. They're like, oh, my God, now I'm the biggest country fan. I'm listening to you guys and stuff.
Yeah.
All these country artists and stuff. And you guys are such an inspiration, and now I pick up guitar, and now I'm starting lessons. So it's great to see those comments and those DMs from people because, you know, it just makes us happy, and that's what we love to do is inspire people, especially, like, young people and people our age. You know, it's really great.
Yes, that's what it's about. That's the most important thing. And what is it like, I'm sure you guys get this question a lot, but what is it like working and writing music with your sibling, your family? I mean, it seems like you both get along.
We get along pretty well.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, like, we always have each other all the time, and we can plan a nice schedule when we're in the same household. So it's easy to work on music, you know, whenever and do different things and, you know, write some songs. And also, you know, it's great to have, you know, your family just there to back you up. You know, our parents are super supportive as well, and we love them for that.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Was music playing a lot in your household growing up?
Yeah.
All we do is listen to music. I feel like music has just been in my ear ever since I was born.
Yeah.
But like Juna said, you know, she started at a young age.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about it. I saw the movie The Little Rascals for the first time, and I watch it literally every day with every meal. Like, I would just watch the movie over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was obsessed with it. And when I saw Darla and Alfalfa on stage performing during the talent show scene, I was like, oh, my gosh, I want to be just like that little girl. I want to sing on stage. And it's weird to think about how, you know, I'm kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Although they weren't siblings, I'm doing it, you know, with my brother. So, like, that's really cool how it, like, kind of, like, reflects in that way. But
yeah.
So that's kind of how I got into music. I sang that cover of the song Love by Frank Sinatra and my dad. I was like, oh, we got to get her lessons. So that's when I started out doing music, learning piano. And now I'm doing guitar as well and a little violin.
I had no intention of doing music whatsoever, so I went to one of her lessons and found out I could sing, and the rest is history. I started playing piano, played guitar, and then started doing covers on YouTube. I was like, hey, Juno, we got to do a YouTube channel. We got to make one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started seeing a lot of traction. Then we started, you know, getting Instagram and all sorts of social medias, finding our brand, and now we are a country duo.
I love it. And y'all are getting so much, you know, great attention, great feedback on the music, on YouTube. You have a great following, very dedicated following, which is incredible. And for those who want to become, you know, friends and fans of yours and want to come and follow you on, you know, your websites and social networking sites and YouTube, give us all of those links if you can.
Yeah, we have like pretty much every social media platform, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, all those. And that's Juna and Joey. That's J-U-N-A, the letter N, Joey. As well as Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, all the streaming platforms. Those are the same, Juna and Joey.
And we also have a website where you can read more about us, what instruments we play, and how long we've been doing this, and just a little bit more about us. So you can, you know, hear a little bit
about
us.
And we have a band in town as well. So, you know, we're performing. And it's also at the bottom of our Spotify page.
Perfect. Go and check them out, everyone. Please do. And look for that new single coming soon. I'm so excited about that. Thank you for sharing that with us. I'm so excited. So everyone, make sure you go and find June and Joey everywhere. And I have some fun questions for y'all if you're ready.
Yeah, I'd
love to. All right. So is there an artist out there today that you would love to work with?
I would say for sure, there's like, I'd say top three.
Yeah.
Is, maybe, top, I don't know, top four. Definitely Morgan Wallen of Hardy. They, I just love them so much. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love Cody Johnson. I sometimes can't listen to him because he's so good.
He's so good. Right.
I actually met him once when we were at CRS. Mm-hmm. And another artist that was there, she was like, oh yeah, he was here earlier and you missed him. I was like, dang it. And he ended up coming back and she was like, all right, he's right outside. I literally broke down. I was freaking out. I was crying. I was like, you're the most amazing person ever.
Yes.
And we just had, like, a conversation. It was, like, the best day of my life. Anyway, so Cody Johnson for sure. And then also maybe Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride. I love them.
I would say Ernest, Morgan, Hardy, and Parker. Yep. Those are my top four.
Absolutely. I hope y'all have the opportunity to perform or, you know, do a song with, you know, hopefully all of them at some point. But, you know, that would be great for sure.
That would for sure be an honor.
Yes, yes. And now this is a fun, crazy question. But if you could be any animal in the wild, which animal do you think best personality suits each other? So, Juno, what do you think, you know, best, what animal best suits Joey? And Joey, what animal do you think best suits Juno? Tease it.
I never got this question before.
Nice.
Maybe like, let's see.
What is Joey?
I want to say like, maybe like a sea turtle.
That's cute.
Joey's super like chill and laid back. Like, he's like always just down for anything, you know? He's like always a good time.
I get that. I get it.
I don't know, I picture him as a sea turtle.
For sure.
So, you know, vibing. Go with the flow.
Absolutely. And what do you think? What do you think about Juno? Who do you think she is?
I'd say she reminds me of like a monkey because she's crazy. She swings from the vines and she's all over the place. She's
a Sagittarius.
So I'm going to say she's a monkey.
There you go. I loved it. That was so much fun. I appreciate y'all so much for joining me and answering my crazy question. And please come back anytime, okay?
Okay, of course.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. JMA Fest 2022 proudly welcomes country music sensation Craig Campbell on October 22nd to JMA Fest for our evening concert at the Troubadour Nashville.
Located at 2416 Music Valley Drive.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. JMA Fest 2022. Craig Campbell goes on at 8. Don't miss it.
Get those tickets now at www.jmafest.com/concert.
Presented by the Josie Music Association and Country Blast Radio. Seating availability is limited, so get those tickets now. See you there.
Sisters in Music hosts Sim Jam Nashville, October 22nd, 2022, part of JMA Fest 2022 at the Nashville Palace. Our stage is sponsored by Prasad Entertainment LLC and C. Natasha Productions.
Join us for live music from 12 to 9 p.m. local time. Multiple artists across multiple genres. For more info, please visit www.sistersinmusic.org/events. Hope to see you there.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron Stone, and I've got a question for you. Why would you drink plain old whiskey when you could be drinking Garage Oil American Badass Whiskey? Our one-of-a-kind spirit with its proprietary flavor profile was recently voted the best-tasting whiskey in Texas. Garage Oil is the smoothest, most delicious whiskey you're ever going to get your hands on. So stop drinking plain old whiskey and go out and get you some American Badass Whiskey. Even the shape of our unique bottle is award-winning. So look for the one with the hot rod on the label and pick up a bottle today, I promise you. It's going to make you smile and have a good time. To find out more about garage oil and where to get it, go to GarageOilSpirits.com. That's GarageOilSpirits.com. And remember, America, keep your parts lubed.
American Bass Whiskey, Garage Oil Spirits Distilled, South Carolina, creatively entered Texas.
So much for tuning in, and thank you to my guests, Juna and Joey. Please make sure you check them out on all of their social networking sites, along with their music on all of the music outlets that you all know and love. Make sure you go and find them and check them out. And be a fan. They're incredible. Two talented artists, siblings, incredible country duo. So check them out today. And thank y'all once again so much wherever you're listening in from. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. See y'all again next week. Bye-bye. Mwah.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.